We're on the bottom of Daf Yudala Damad Aleph, the next to the last line. Rab Ache b'Rab Yashir Havalei Yispike de Kasper b'Nerdo. Hashi says, Yispike Kli, Yere Silver Keli in Nerdo. Hamalahu l'Rab Doistoy b'Rab Yanai, l'Rab Yaisi b'Akipa. Bahadi da Sisu, you'll be coming back from the door, you're going to the door, Asiu Nelly, bring me back my silver keli. Puzzle, so they went there, Yovu Nelly, they gave them the silver keli for Rabachi. Omri Lu, after they gave them, so they told them, Niknu Minaichu, listen, we want to be Mekabal Achayis from you. You should be Mekabal Achayis, if something happens, we shouldn't be responsible. Omri lohu loy. So both of them said, no, we're not mekabel achayis. That's not our parsha to be mekabel achayis. We didn't want to be kabel achayis. Omri lohu, so they said to them, good, ahadri nelon, so give it back to us. And maybe this whole asik that we gave you this keli was a big mistake. I mean, why should we do such a thing? We'll give you the keli. And now we'll be mechuyev b'chayis, so it's a narishkeit. Is Rab Destoy b'Rab Yanei Omeluin? Okay, I'm asking him to give back the keli. Rab Yosi b'Akipa Omeluhu loy. Rab Yosi b'Akipa said, no, I'm not going to give back the keli. Rasi Rashi, Omeluhu in Madarne. Rab Destoy said, I'll return it, I'm asking. Amalohu Uloi, and Rab Yaisi, Bar Kippur said, no. Kedemrin Elel, in Bolach Serene Chayza, there's a din Zachan Lodo. Rab Achi was already Zeiche in this silver keli, so Mela, we have no right to give it back to you. Amal, Havikam Etzar Uloi, so they were beating up Rabbi Yaisi, he should give it back. Omrulei, then they started complaining to Rabbi Destoy, Chazima Heichika Ovid, what's he Rashi? Omrulei le Rabbi Destoy, Chazima Maika Ovid, look at him, this Rabbi Yaisi, how stubborn he is. The Loika Mahadalon, he doesn't give back the Keli. Omalahu, so he told them, so Rab Destoy told the Bnei Nardoi, Tav Romulei, hit him some more. Tav Romulei, how behiku, Loshen Moiri, Lishnachine, Tav Romulei, Yoferuyes, Amakes Alolu. That what you're hitting him is very good. He deserves it. He should either give it back. Ki also legabe, when they came back to Rabachi, it's very unclear if they were successful, they weren't successful, if Lamaisi was forced to give it back, he wasn't forced, or he just got the clef and the Lamaisi never returned it. He also legabe, when they came to Rabachi, Amalei, so Abyesi Bakipet Aldova Rabachi, Chazi, look, Ma Lei Mistaye de Lei Sayan, not only did he help us, Abdestoy did not in any way help us, he also said that it's good that you're hitting him. So it seems Rabbi Yaisi told Rabachi he should do something about Rab Destoy. It's Mamasharish is what he did. Omalei, so Rabachi asked Rab Destoy, Amai Tevetochi. So it seems while he didn't get involved about the clef, Amai tevetochi, shenisratzes laharzer miyat. You were masking right away to give it back. Halochi not allowed to do that. We paskin like Rav, that I was eich already. So why were you masking right away? Omalei, so he told them, oisam b'nei odim, you know who these people are in the door? Hein amo, they're gigantic. V'kaivon amo, and their hats are also mishunadik. Umidabrin mechetziyeyen, and the very deep voices, it looks like the kail is coming out from the middle of the body. Ushmoisayam Mavoihalim, and they're very scary names. Arda, the Arta, Pilibreish. Oimrin Kfusu, they give an order that you should tie up someone, Kaifsen. By the way, they tie up. Oimrim Harugu, Hergit, they say kill him, they'll kill. These are very powerful people. Ilu Hogu es Dostoy. He says, what would be if they would have killed me? Minosan Lianai Abba Bal Kamoisi. Who would give my father such a good son like me? Nebuchadz. I'm not talking about myself, I'm talking about my father. My father would be such an agmus nefesh from my father. That. So, in other words, what is he telling him? He's telling him it's Sakonis Nefoshis. It was Sakonis Nefoshis to start up with him. Omalei, so he asked him, Bnei Odom Halolu Kroivim Lamalchus, hey? Are these people, are they, do they have political connections? Omalei, hey? Yesh lem susim uprodim sherotzim achayim, do they have horses, mules? Omalei, hey? Omalei, yehochi, shapir of this. So, you did the right thing. Now what does the Becher Sher say? It's very interesting that Rav Dostoy told him about, he told him the scary people, he told him the whole thing there. They're tall and they're scary and they're influential. Rav Acha asked him two questions. One question he asked them, are they Krivul and Malchus? He said, yeah. Then he asked them, they have horses. Yeah. Oh! So, he says as follows. He says, there's a cloud, leisagurum ibnehish. One shouldn't be afraid, one should have betochen. Don't do wrong things because of fear. Just like Pinchas, was Nitzel, son of Mela, person does the right thing, ro elov leisaune. But if it's bori hezeke, then you don't start out. If it's bori, that means if it's a suffix, it's scary, maybe, then you have to have betochen. Then you don't, but if it's take, this bori hezeke, that it's zicha, they can be mazik you. So that was pshat in the horses. The horses, the shayl of the horses were, can you escape? Kivin sheyesh lahem susim, so they would catch you. So memela, you didn't have an eitzer. That means, but if you could have escaped, so then you did the wrong thing. But since they're so powerful and you couldn't escape, then you did the right thing. Now let's go a little further. The Miri says, l'chayre, this is called matzel atzmai b'momen chaveli. That means like this, let's, Rav Dostoy was saying, he's afraid they're gonna kill him. So Memele, so even though Rav Achi will suffer from this, it means he said, I'll give back the silver keli. Which is wrong. Really, Rav Achi was zeichen the keli, and allowed to give it back, it's a pshia to give it back. But he wanted to be matzel himself. So it's not so poshut if a person can be matzal himself b'momin chaveri. That means I want to save myself, so you'll have a hefset. So the Miri says, you have a misunderstanding over here. Because pshat is, your money is putting me in sakana. Not pshat is, I matzal myself with your money. It means if someone wants to go and chepe me, because of myself, he wants to do harm to me, and I'll go and I'll say, and I'll say, take Bettel's money. Listen, you take Bettel's money, I'll tell you the combination to say, and don't chepe me. That's called matzel atzmai b'momin chaveri. It means he wants to do something to you. You're taking Yenim's money to save yourself. That is not permissible. But over here, it was the other way around. Your money, Abachi's money was making the problem. I mean, they didn't have anything against us. Now, because of your money is putting pressure on them. That means they're gonna, if we won't return the money, so then they're in a difficult matzav, that the chayim b'chayis, and they want back the keli. You don't want to give it to them. So your money is putting us in a sakana. So if your money is putting us in a sakana, so then we don't have to worry about your money. Our lives come before your money. So well, that's why, Fakel, if the whole problem is the money, so Fakel, let them take the money, even though you're going to lose. But I'm not mechuyev to be in a sakana because of your money. That's how the Meiri explains this. It could very well be the Meiri brings down a Gemara, he brings it from a Yerushalmi. Really, we have this Gemara, the Magi says he doesn't know where it's in Yerushalmi, but it's a Gemara Nedorim. The Gemara Nedorim relates that, I think Ule came up from Bogul Teretz Yisrael, and he had with him, accompanying with him, he had two Beit Lezoi, two people from Chazoi, and one went and killed the other. And these were his traveling companions. And then he asked them, the murderer asked them, did I do good? So he said, terrific. He said, go zil poralei beis hashchite. That means he made a cut, widened the cut to show that later, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, so Ula asked Rabbi Yochanan, did I do the right thing? Since he had a guilty conscience, and he said, at nafshecha yitzalto, you rescued yourself. So the Meiri brings down this Gemara, and he seems to compare that that is why Rav Destoy complimented them. They were beating up Rav Yossi, and he complimented them. So Dachsach Meir Pshat is like this. Lamaise, Rav Yossi was putting both of them in Sakona. That's what Rav Yossi was doing. It's speaking with people who are murderers, who will not bat an eyelash. You're making a maisa here. I mean, it's Bori Ezeke. That was the story. That's the mascot. It was Bori Ezeke. They could know. In the Pashtus Advorim, it was Mamish Sakonis Nefoshes. It was Mamish Sakonis Nefoshes. So Memele, and Rabbi Yossi is the one that's from me. He's Chayish about the Chayish and Mishpat again, and he won't give it back. So he's putting them in Sakona. So therefore, he had to show them that he disagrees fully with what Rabbi Yossi is doing, and if I can't, you want to kill yourself because in the hate, but I want to show I disagree with you. And this was sakonis nefoshes after snafshecha itzalto. That I think is pshat in this gemara. Now let us go further. Zogt die Gemara weiter, Eilach Mona Lepleini, a person said, Eilach Mona Lepleini, he was speaking about Matone. Vaholach ubikshay v'lei matzo. And he went, and the shliach went, to look for the Pleini, v'lei matzo. He didn't find him. The reason he didn't find him, because he was dead. V'lei matzo shemeis. He died. Now, Tani Chode, so we have a machlokes, what's with this money? One Beraisa says, Yachzeru l'mishalach. You give it back to the Mishalach. The Tani Yidach, we learned another Beraisa, L'yershei mishen ishtalcholoi. You give it to the Yershim of this person. So the Gemara says, Leime bohoke miflegi, the mar sovar. The second bereise that says liyosh emishen ishtalcholoi, he holds hoylech keschi by matone. That means we have to remember. Till now we were learning by choyv, and we hear Tosfos Rabbi Netam says by choyv you say hoylech keschi by matone. You don't say hoylech keschi. Here we're talking now by matone. Our whole sugi is talking about matone, and here we see the differences. Al koponim, so the Gemara, but we have here two baraisas. One baraisa says, you return it to the owner. he's dead, you give it back to the owner. And the other Mandiyoma says, you give it to his, to the children of the Mekabel. So the Gemara wanted to say that that's the Machlokes. Leimer Bohokim Miflugi. The Mar Sovar Hoylech Kischi. That the second Baraisa holds Hoylech Kischi. So Memele, so the minute he had given it to him, he was Zeich already. The Mekabel was Zeich. Then he died, so his sons yashened it. So Memele, so he give it the Yoshe Mishan Ishtalcholot. Umar Sova, and the first Baraisa, is Hoylech Lav Kischi. Yot Hoylech Lav Kischi. So Memele, when he gave it to the Shlich, it wasn't Zeichet for him. So, and so when he, by the time he came to bring it over to him, he's dead already. So he wasn't Kainet. So you, and there was a Matone to give to Beryl, and there's no Beryl. Beryl wasn't Zeichet. So you give it back to the Mishalach. So the Gemara, Omar Rababa Bamamul. So Rababa Bamamul said no. The Kuli Alma Hoylech Lav Kischi. Everyone holds Hoylech Lav Kischi. The Leikashe Hobe Bori Hobe Shchimera. The Beraisa that says Yachsel Mishalach is speaking about a Bori. The Beraisa that says Yitain LeYorshe Mishen Ishtalcholoi is speaking about a Shchimera. Now let us see Rashi, what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Kischi Domi, Bekivin Shezocha Behen Bechaya, since he was Zoiche, Yinosno LeYosho, that the second Braisa holds Hoylech Kischi, so you give it to the Yosho. And the first Braisa holds Hoylech Lav Kischi. So Moses says, no. The kulalma hoylech lav kischi domi gasi. Everyone holds hoylech lav kischi. Bishchiv mera. So now here Rashi says, verta. Shekozman shaleichozaboy. Dvorov kichsuvim uchemisurim. Achshchiv mera has a right to be chozer on the matone he gave. That's a right of a shchiv mera. But Kozman Shaloi Chazaboy, but if he doesn't have Charote, Dvorov Kirsuvim Uchemesurim. Bohoylech Didei Schihu. When he says Hoylech, it's Schi. Viyitnein Leyoshe Mishen Ishtalchuloi, Sharei Zocho Aviyen Bechayet. That's by a Shchimera. We're going to come back to this Rashi. Bebori, Yarzur l'mishalach, Dohilech lav kischi domi. So he wasn't Zeich, Bezele sholche elo l'mekabel v'lei l'yoshev. He said, give it to Beryl. And then when he comes, there's no Beryl. So the whole shlichus was to give it to Beryl. There's no Beryl, so finished. Now let us see Taisvis, and then we'll come back to Rashi. Ho b'shchimera. Hey Mary, Afal Gav the mace mekabel bechaye nois, v'loikoni elaacha mises nois. Now Taisus had a shklicha problem. You're telling me hoylech lav kischi. Fine. Now, but it's since it's a shchiv mera, so mekabel was zeichet. It seems the Mekabel was Zeiche, even if the Mekabel died before the Noisen died. So let's be Megashim the Inyan. The Noisen gave, he have Reuben, Shimon, Levi. Shimon is the Shliach. Reuben goes over to Shimon, Reish Chodesh Nissen, Hoylech Mone LeLevi. Fine, Hoylech Mone LeLevi. Levi dies, Reish Chodesh Iyar. Reuven dies, Reish Chodesh Sivan. So the Gemara says, since it's a Shchiv Mera, so we give it to the Yoshim of Levi. Since Reuven is a Shchiv Mera, so we give it to the Yoshim of Levi. Frektach Taishvitz. Levi died, Reish Chodesh Sivan. Now, Divrei Shchiv Mera, Kechsuvim, Chumasurim Domi, is a kunz, by a Divrei Shchiv Mera, it be comes, it belongs to the Mekabel Matone. That is Dafke after he dies. So when will it belong to Shimon? Sivan. Before Sivan, it can't belong to Shimon. Because, Divrei Shchiv Mera, it only belongs, the Divrei Shchiv is after he dies, then the Matan is Chal. So it has to start belonging to Shimon Sivan. Now, when it comes Sivan, there's no Shimon anymore. Shimon died Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So Taisvis did not understand, so what's the Maile if Reuven is a Shchiv Mera? We hold Heilech Lav Kishri. So forget about Heilech. So the whole thing is a Shchiv Mera. So Shchiv Mera, you don't need a Maise Kinyan by a Shchiv Mera. Diva Shimi Kersu Mersurim Domi. So it belongs to so we say Diva Shchiv Mera, so after Reuven dies, it's Konui to Shimon, but there's no Shimon anymore. Shimon died Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So that is Taisvis Kash. Oymeri. Av al gav the meis mikabel b'chayei noisa. Even though the Mekabel died, that means Shimon died b'chayei noisen, when Reuven was still alive. That means Shimon died Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Reuven first died Rosh Chodesh Sivan. V'loikoni ela acha misis noisen. You can first be koine after Reuven dies. So that means the Kinyan can first start Rosh Chodesh Sivan. And Rosh Chodesh Sivan, there's no Shimon around. Afilo hachi koni Yoshim. The Yoshim are still koine. Why? The das noisenu, because Reuven wants the given sheyesh noi lemekabel bishas matan moitz. Since the mekabel Shimon, Levi is the Mekabel, Shimon is the middleman. Since the Mekabel Levi is around Bishas Matan Mois, Bishas when he gave him the money, when Reuven gave Shimon the money, Levi was alive. Sheyiska HaMekabel, so Reuven wants that Levi should be kind of the money, Achem Yisosoi, after Reuven dies. Or who, he should be kind of the money, a Yoshev, or the Yoshim should be kind of the money. Vafilu leinildu Yoshe amikabel ad acha misis naisen. Even though the Yoshim were born, Levi's children were born after Reuven died. Afilu mandiyama mezakel ube leikone. But since Reuven wants that Levi should be koine. When Reuven gave the money to Shimon, he wanted that Levi should be koine, and he wanted that the Yoshim should get it. The divrei shchiv merak shemeis kimusorim lemekabel bishas nesinas shchiv mera oyamirosei. But after, when Reuven dies, it's keilu. It was nimsa lemekabel mishas nesina shchivma. It was given over to the mekabel when he said it. Now we have to know what's pshat in Taisvis. Now you have to understand like this. We have the beginning of the Taisvis and the end of the Taisvis. The beginning of Taisvis, Taisvis says, afal gav the meis mekabel b'chayim noisen, v'loikoni ala acha misis noisen. Taisha says a klal, and there's a gemara, kisam baba basra, divrei shchiv mera is only nikne to the mekabel after the shchiv mera dies. So Taisha has a problem, so how could Levi be koine when Reuven died, Levi was dead already. How could Reuven be koine? How could Levi's Yoshim be koine? They weren't even around after Reuven died. So Taisa says the Divrei Shchiv Mera is koine shemeis kemesurim lemekabel mishas nesina shchiv mera oyam irosa. So the Tzais in Simen Kufchav Hei Sivkotn Hei wants to say pshat and Taisvis as follows. He brings down from a Gemara in Baba Basra, a member of Rav Poppe, that Matne Shchiv Mera ki Yerusha Shavyu Rabbona. That Matne Shchiv Mera is equivalent to a Yerusha. That means as follows. Now, even though Matna Shchiv Mara is a takone, that even though there's no kinyan, whoever he said should be kaine is kaine. But the gather of the takone was, Chazal said, that the mekabel matone becomes a yoyrish. That even though midinei toire, yorshim are kaivim, a yorshim. In the takona of Divrei Shchimera, Chazal said, whoever the Shchimera said should get his money is also takona, yashin's his money. That's Yisoid number one. So Divrei Shchimera is ki Yerusha Shabiu Rabo. Zog te Ktzois noch ein Nekude. Zog te Ktzois azoi. So now, if Reuven said, when Reuven gave Shimon the money, Tnu LeLevi, so when Reuven said Tnu LeLevi, that second Levi was alive. So you know what that Tnu LeLevi accomplished? That Tnu LeLevi accomplished Divrei Shchimera Kirsum Esurim Domi. He became a Yerush. Levi became his Yerush. This second when he said Tnu LeLevi, Midarabono Levi became his Yerush. A month later, Levi dies. This was Reish Chodesh Nissan, Reish Chodesh Iyar, Levi dies. No, he's dead. So, the Yoyrish of Reuven died. Sivin, then Reuven died. So now, you take Reuven's money, and it goes to Yoshim. That means, in Yoshim, a mace can also Yashim. That means, then Yesh Neuchle, we'll see this a whole din of, that a mace Yarshin, the Yerusha can go through a mace also. So the Ktzai says, so that's Pshat and Taisvitz. Belonging is going to belong Li Yerushe Levi from Sivan, when Reuven died. But in Rosh Chodesh Nissen, when Levi was alive, Yerushe Levi will get it in Rosh Chodesh Sivan. But Levi became a Yerush Reish Chodesh Nissen. So Mamela, if Levi became a Yerush Reish Chodesh Nissen, so Mamela, it doesn't matter if Levi died, if the children weren't born yet, but Levi is a Yerush, he became a Yerush then, so whoever is a Yerush of Reuven will Yashim when Reuven dies. So Mamela, therefore, it's no problem. So what is so Taisvus learned Pshat? So Tosis Lamshat, that what our Gemara says, Hoylech Lav Kischi Domi. Ba'bori Hoylech Lav Kischi. Hoylech means deliver. Hoylech does not mean Bizoichim. But he's a Shchimera, so we have here a new reason why Levi should get it. Al Divre Shchimera Kirsum Resurim Domi. So Tosis says, even though the Chalois Bailus, the belonging will first belong in Sivan, but the minui, the shem yoyrish, he gets when he said it. So Lamaisa, since Levi was alive, Bishas, when Reuven said, Tnu mona lelevi, so Mamele Levi became a yoyrish then, so Mamele. So it's irrelevant if Levi is alive when Reuven died, if Levi died before, if the Yoshim first are born after Levi died, that's no problem whatsoever. There's no haknoh here. There's a Yerusha, and Levi became a Yerusha. That is how Taisus learned Pshat in the Gemara. Now let us look at Rashi. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, "B'shchiv mera shekol zman shloichos aboy shchiv mera can have bichayze." That's a schus of b'shchiv mera. But kol zman shloichos aboy dvorav kichsuvim uchem esurim vahoylech didei zechiyu. So Rashi disagrees completely with Taisvitz. Rashi does not learn that Levi was Zoiche als Divrei Shchimera, but as Alumdus with Yerusha. No, Rashi learns that even though by Abori, Hoylech does not mean Schi, but by Shchimera we say Hoylech Kischi. So the Levi is Zoyche, Alt Hoylech Kischi. We said that Hoylech is Lav Kischi, that's by a Bori. By Ashchiv Mera, we say Hailach Kizchi. Now, Kan, Shoyel, Aben, what is the difference between a Bori and a Shchiv Mera? So Rashi says something. Dvorov kichksuvim uchemesurim. His words are ksuvim esurim. Therefore, voilach didai ischiyu. So we have to understand what that means. Now, the Rashba also brings down this pshat. And he says, he does, it's come out the same thing. Ki emrinen hoylech lav keschi animili bebori. Aber beschriv mara, kiven de dvorov kichsuvim uchemesurim, olim diburei, so his dibur is strong, lemevei hoylech didei keschi. His hoylech eschi. So we have to understand what this means. Since Vorov Kirsuvim, Olim Diburai Eilach Kisri. So I thought, I'd like to say over two Mahalchim, which could be Pshat and Rashi. We heard before, let's say, by Choyv, Eilach Kisri. That was the word learned on Omid Aleph. Ab says, Eilach Kisri. And Yechalach Zabai, Eilach Kisri. Grat, Rabbi Zalman says, why do you say Eilach Kisri by Choy? Because he wants to pay up his Choy. It's a mitzvah lefroyah, it's a priest by Choy mitzvah. So, by Matone, we don't say Eilach Kisri. So, it could be that the Emerson, if we'll ask, what is the translation of Heilich? Heilich does not mean Tzchi. Heilich means deliver. Heilich means give over. Deliver, the Heilich doesn't mean Tzchi. If I have a Hechich, but Mestami, he wants it should happen right away, by Choy, Mestami wants it should happen right away, it should be Zeich. So then I say that his Heilich, we have to say that there is Heilich, since I have a Heichoche, that he, somebody wants he should be Zeicher right away, so even though he said Heilich, he means Tzchi. But that's where we're putting it into the words, but we have a right to put it into the words, because we have a right to assume he wants to be Zeicher right away. By Matone, I want to give you a Matone. So, I'm saying, Heilich Monezeh, so I mean, deliver the Monezeh. I'm not so interested, it should belong to you right away. I want to give you a matana. When you'll get it, you'll get it. You need it now? I'm giving you a matana. When you'll get it, you'll get it. If he dies before, so he won't get it finished. I mean, it's not ekvelt. So the word Heilich means deliver. Without any legitimate reason to say that it means it should become his now, we don't change the translation of the word, stamazah, and say it means, I want to make a kinyan. But, if divrei shchiv mera kichsuvim umasurim dami, that means his word hoylech does not mean deliver. Because his word hoylech means it should belong to Levi. When Reuben says hoylech, it's got Heilich means divrei shchima kirsum emsum. This is a hakno. It's Heilich means by him belong. When will it belong? When he dies. But Heilich already means belong already. The translation of Heilich by a shchimra means belong. So mamele here, if I have a svare that he gave it over to someone, so maybe here he means that it should belong now already. That means to change the translation of the word, to change it from delivering to belong, that I don't do. I don't say Heilich Kischi. So that's why by a Bori I say Heilich means deliver. But by a Shchiv Mera it means belong side by side. And so the Shaila is from when it should belong already. So then we say, Heilich means, if I know he wants it should belong to him, and he's makta to him, so then I say he wants it to, the Kenyan should be now. Or perhaps we could say a little better. The Pnei Yeshua says, why did he get Heilich? I'm speaking to a third person. Heilich mona leplaini. Why did he give it to him? He's a shchimara. Divrei shchimara kichsuvim umesurim dami. So why did he have to give it to a third person? Why did he have to give it over Heilich mona leplaini? So al kolchach, I mean, it's going to belong to Yana. Why does he have to give it? He's not in the UPS service. You see, the Gemara isn't telling us that he has problems. Hayen is going to get it, so he found a delivery boy. That's not the Indian over here. So the Pnei Yeshua says, "Taket, maybe much better." That means divrei shchima kichsuv mesurim dami. It's going to belong to him. Don't touch it. Don't give it to anyone. I say, mona tnu mona lepleini. Don't give it over to anyone. It's going to be long term. So why are you giving it over now to a person? So I'll call because I want you to get it now. I want you to be zeichen now. So therefore, by a shchimara, which I don't have any legitimate reason to understand why he's giving it over, by a bori, the kinyan will be when you give it over to him. It's not going to become his by itself. He lives in another city. So you bring it over to him, and when he'll get it, he'll make a Maisa Kinyan. So there the delivery is essential chaylik of the Maisa Kinyan. But by Ashrim Maraz of the Pnei Yeshua, so why do you have to give it over to someone? Divra Ashrim HaKichsuvim Surim Dami. He'll be kinded already. So why do you have to give it over to someone now? So Kochel, this given over is enhancing the Kinyan, that the Kinyan should be like right now. Why? Because Chaylik Kisri. That is how the Bnei Yeshua says Pshat and Rashi. So we hear where our machloik is Rashi and Tosfos Pshat and the Sugya. And I just like to say, we'll see this at the end of the Sugya. There'll be a Moirid de Genav Kemine, Bein the Rashi le Tosfos. What will happen if the Shchiv Mera will not die? What's gonna happen then? But the other guy died, Levi died. What's gonna happen? And the Shrimara did not die. So according to Rashi, the Shrimara doesn't have to die. The Shrimara doesn't die, but we have a klal, l'chayre, when the Shrimara says, heilich is kischi. So Mamela Yena will be zeiche. The Shrimara did not die. According to Taisvis, it can only be Zeuche if the Shrimera died. So then it's a Yerusha, and then he's Kainet, and then he's Meirish to his Yoshim. L'cheira, that's the chilek between Rashi and Taisvis. Yeah. Rav Zvid Omar, Hova Hova Shrimera. So we hear here two Baraises. One says, Yarzuru le Mishalach, one says, Yarzuru le Yershem Mishanishtalcholoi. So we heard it about two Mahalachim. The first Mahalach was, one Barais al Zelach Kisri, one al Zelach Kisri. The second Mahalach was by Borim. Everyone holds Zelach Lav Kisri, and the Machlekes is, by Shrimera, either it works out Divra Shrimera according to Taisvis, or it works by Shrimi say Zelach Kisri. Rav Zvid Omar, Hova Hova Shrimara. Both cases are speaking about Shrimara. Hode le Isel le Mekabel b'shas matn mois. Hode le Isel le Mekabel b'shas matn mois. The Shaila is, when the Shrimara said 10 mona le Ploini, 10 mona le Levi, was Levi alive then? So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Let's go down and think a little the filly to Rashi. Bebori, Yarsel and Mishalach, the Heilach Lav Kishi, Domi, by a Bori, Bezeloi Sholchai Elul and Mekabel, Veloili Yershav, Heilach is Lav Kishi. So Memele, so he's only Zeicha when he gets it. When he gets it, he's not around. And the Matana was only given to Levi and not to Yershe Levi. Hova Bishchimra, the Heilach Didei Schiel. The Heilach of a Shrimara is Chi. Ha, the Yisrael, the Rashi says, Klo, again, he's Tiktaya. The Heilach did day, Chi, his Heilach is Chi. If the Mekabel was on this world, Bishas Matan Mois, Ushliach Zocha Behen Miyad, so the Shlich was Zoyche right away, so therefore, when Levi, the Mekabel, dies, Zocha Yersha Mekoyche, because since Levi was alive, Bishas, Ruven, the Shchimera, said Hoylech, so he was Zoyche right away with that Hoylech. Or the lesser the Mekabel, the Baraisa that says that you give it back to Reuven and not to Yerusha Levi, the lesser of Mekabel, Shekvar Meis, he was dead, Bishas, he said, Hoylos. Vizeloi hoyo yoideya. And Reuven, when Reuven gave over the money to Shimon, he didn't know that Levi's dead. Nim says, Schia betoits. So it comes out that he was Mezake, when he was Mezake Levi, he was Mizake because he thought Levi's alive. And Lamaisa comes out, Levi's dead. The like on the Yoshim. So the Yoshim aren't kine because it's a Schia betoits. Now this Rashi is also a Shvera Rashi. Let us explain why. The Ritva, when the Ritva brings down this Pshat, so the Ritva says, if Levi was dead, I'm going over to Shimon, be zeiche for Levi. Can Shimon be zeiche for Levi? Levi's dead already. What could he be zeiche for? There's no Levi. How can he be zeiche for Levi? So the Ritva says, ein kinyan lemeis. The Ritva says, aposha tibshat. That lemeise, if Levi was dead, bishas Reuven gave it over to Shimon, so memele, so he said, Heilig geschied, wie zeige voor Levi? But the Levi is dead, he's not here. He can't be zeige voor a mace. That is what the Ritva says. Rashi says, well, he wasn't aware that Levi was dead. If he would have known that Levi is dead, he wouldn't have done it. So it's a kinyan betoys. Oh, but we see from this Rashi, what if he did know that Levi is dead? He says, be zeige voor Levi. So he can be zeige for a dead person. The Machnav Chaim and Hilchis Chiyam Atone Simen Choftes. And it's zugezeichend over here. The Maracher Zerua Simen Kuf Samach bring down such a concept. Yesh Schiyah Lemeis. It could be zeicher something from a mace for a mace. That's a Rashi to say Schiyah Betoys. It's a Schiyah Betoys. That is. Tav Papa Amar. Rav Papa says another Mahalach in these two Baraises. Hove Hove Bori. Both are speaking about Bori. Hove Mis Mekabel B'chaye Nois. So now let me just tell you Eisenbeinik what Rav Papa is going to say. So Rav Papa holds like this. By a Bori Hoylech Lav Kesri. Number one. But there's a din of mitzvah l'kayim divrei ha-meis. And we'll see from Rashi that mitzvah l'kayim divrei ha-meis is a meise kinyin. That means even if a bori said something, a bori said, give to Levi. And now that he was a bori. And then all of a sudden he died. So out the din of mitzvah l'kayim divrei ha-meis, Levi is koine it now. As soon as Reuven dies, Levi is koine it. Altsanudin of mitzvah l'kayim divrei ha-meis. Levi is koinin. But Levi can only be koinin if Levi's alive. If Levi's dead, then Levi can't be koinin. So memele, so that's what Rapopo wants to say. Ho v'ho be'bori. Both Baraises are speaking about a bori. Ho de mis mekabel. If the mekabel, if Levi died, b'chayei noisen, so then, when Reuven dies, Levi can't be koinit, because there's no Levi anymore. We'll see in it's right her toys. Chodemis noisen b'chayim mekabel, but if Reuven died before Levi, so Levi will be koinit, als mitzvah l'kayim divrei ha-meis. Let us see what Rashi says. Chodemis v'hoylech didei Rashi says, lapkes chidomi. Chodemis mekabel b'chayim noisen. If the mekabel died b'chayim noisen, yasla mishalach. Loizoche ben mekabel, the mekabel's not zoich afilu meis ha-noisen. Afilu the Noisin died later, Bechziris Ashliach, Ein Kamisha Mitzvah Lekaim Divrei Ameis, Shekoidem Misosoi Bitlut Boro. Because the Divrei Ameis became bottle, the Divrei Ameis were give to Levi. And if Levi died, so the Divrei Ameis becomes bottle. Bishas Mises HaMekabu. So if Meis HaMekabu Bechaye Noisin, so Memele, so then there's no Divrei Ameis Bishas Misosi. The Divrei Ameis became bottle. The Divrei Ameis gives to Levi, and there's no Levi. Oho diktoni liyer shemishen ishtalcholoi, de mis noisen, laacha shemoslon lishliach, meis. After he gave it over to the shliach, so Reuven died, vadai in mekabel chai. Hilkach, mishas mise, so the minute that Reuven dies, mishas mise is hanoisen, zocha behem mekabel. Hirashi says clothes, a kinyan, zochabem a mekabel, mishum de mitzvah, lekaim divrei ameis, bafilo hoye bori, even though he was a bori when he said this. Zochte gemore weiter. Tanoi, so now, the gemore says, these shailas, which we were speaking about, is a machlekes tanoi. I will have a multitude of tanoim over here. The sanya, and let's just try to explain a little bit while we learn it. Hoylech mona leplaini. A person said, Hoylech mona leplaini. Vaholach ubikshay v'lei matzoy. And he was dead. He didn't find it. Yachzeru lemishalach. So he give it back to the mishalach. Mishalach is alive. And this time the holds Hoylech lav kishi. He wasn't zoiche. So emele, so you give it back to the mishalach. Meis Mishalach, what happens if the Mishalach died later? If the Mishalach, no. What if the Mishalach died? And then later, the Mekabel died? Is Rav Nosson, Rav Yaakov, Yachsu, Liyershim, Mishalach? They don't hold mitzvah l'kaim divrei ameis. So Memele, you give it to Liyershim, Mishalach. They don't hold Heilach Kisri. They don't hold mitzvah l'kaim divrei ameis, so memele you give it to the Yoshe Mishalach. And he was speaking about that the Mekabel died after the Mishalach died. V'yesh oimrim l'Yoshe mishen ishtalchu loy. V'yesh oimrim hold Heilach Kisri. The Heilach on the first, on the Yoma that said Heilach mona l'ploini yarsu l'mishalach. Because they hold Heilach Kisri. Rabbi Yehuda Anos, Yesh Oimrim, L'Yosh Mishin Rishtal Chuloi, that he's Heilach on the time to come. He holds, Yesh Oimrim hold Heilach Kisri. So Memele, so doesn't matter if the Mishalach died, he didn't die, Heilach Kisri. Rabbi Yehuda Anos, Yoma Mishum Rabbi Yaakov, Shoma Mishum Rameya, Mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis. They hold mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis. So they're choylik and Rab Nosson and Rab Yaakov. Rab Nosson and Rab Yaakov said, Yarsu l'yoshim mishalach, even though the mishalach died. And even though the mishalach died before the mekabel, Yarsu l'yoshim mishalach, they don't hold mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis. Rab Yaakov shomah mishum rameyem. Mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis. Meir holds mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis. V'chachomim oimrim yachloiku. V'chachomim say yachloiku. That means we have a whole bunch of sfeikas over here. Do we say ten kischi? Do we say mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis? So, we don't know what to do. Yachloiku. So meila, half will go to Yoshe Mishalach, and half will go to the Yoshe Mishin Ishtalchalach. V'kan omru, in Bavu they said, Kol ma sheyirtze shliach yase. Whatever the shliach decides to do, that's what he does. It's in the hands of the shliach. Omar Rab Shimon Anosi, now Rab Shimon ben Anosi said, Al yodi hoya maise, there was one such a maise, V'omru, mamide paskin yarsur l'yoshim mishalach, so that's like, so you don't say Heilach Kischi, you don't say Mitzvah L'Kaim Divrei Ameis. My love, boho kemiflegis. The Gemara says, this is the machlekes. Tetane kamasova oilech lav keschi. So Mameli says, Yashulim mishalach. Vavnosam Rabbi Yaakov nami oilech lav keschi. Va'aval gav demis, but they say, Yashulim yershe mishalach. So they're moisef on the kud. Afilu the mishalach died. And then the mekabel died. They hold. Not only this Ahilach Lav Kesiv, I've got the Mislim in the Mitzvah Lekayim Divrei Emes, we don't see Mitzvah Lekayim Divrei Emes. The Yesh Oimrim hold, Ahilach Kesri. Rabbi Yudza Memele is eaten, the Yerush Emishan Ishtalchalo. Rabbi Yehuda Nosi, Oimim Mishim Rav Yaakim, Shomim Mishim Rameya, Ahilach Lav Kesri. If it was mace, he's a mitzvah kaim divrei emes. That what we said before, whatever the shliach wants to do, he can do. That's called shuda d'dayne. We'll see, that's the best thing. Rav Shimon HaNosi, Maisa Osa Lashmina. Rav Shimon HaNosi wants to tell us a Maisa Shoya that they paskin by him, that they paskin Yachsu Liyur Sheha Mishalach. So that means we hold Heilach Lav Kesri, and we don't hold Mitzvah Lekayim Divrei HaMais. Let us see Rashi. Rabbi Yudah Nosi, Lekama Meforish, my polygish, Ayesh Aymer. Vekan Omri Bebovel, Ma Sheyirtze Shliach Yasa, Lefi Ma Shero Bedate Shal Mishalach, Im Hoysoy Eine Yofe Bematone Zu, Boye Vese Mekabel Beezbog. So now, let's erstell sich a minute on this Rashi. So Rashi says, the Shliach decides. So what's pshat the shliach decides? So Rashi here amir the kipshat that benemisin hoylech keschi or hoylech lav keschi depends also is there an intent that the mishalach wants that the mekabel should get it, and if the mekabel dies, the children should get it. Other sabrentnet, if he'll be alive, he'll get it, and if he won't be alive, so special he shouldn't get it. So it depends really on the ave and the kiruv that the mishalach had to the nice to the mishalach had to the makabel. So we put this in the lap or in the hands of the shliach. If the shliach is makir, the gevaldika ave that the mishalach had to the makabel, then the shliach can assume so his hailach is hailach keschi. So then, and if not, we say, Heilich Lav Kischi. That's okay what Rashi is saying. Let's see again the Loshon of Rashi. Rashi says, Mashi Yutzah Shlich Yaslo, Fi Mashero, Bidaiti Shal Mishalach. What he witnessed, the Das of the Mishalchim, Hoyse Eine Yofa B'matonazu, V'oye V'sa Mekabu V'ezbono. So then, he can decide, do you say Heilich Kischi or not? So I saw in the Yelos HaShachar, Yelis HaShacha asks Akasha, if we paskin hoylech lav keschi, so afilu, one mishalach meant hoylech keschi. So he says, it's bom shabalei. If we hold hoylech lav keschi, afilu he meant schi, is bom shabalei. So he asks Akasha, so what is pshat that the shliach knows that the mishalach meant schi? Let him mean schi from today to tomorrow, but it's bom shabalei, veinam dvor. That is what the Yelos HaShacha is. Dachsach Mir, I had a guy later from Rashi Dachsach, but Al Kaponim, Dachsach Mir, here there's no problem of Dvorm Shebeleit. Because Rashi says, Lefima Shero Bedaiti Shal Mishalach. That means the Shliach was able to see and judge what the Mishalach means. That's not Dvorm Shebeleit. Mashero Bedaiti Shal Mishalach. So he saw this. If he saw this, after the 20 people standing there, they also would see this. He was able to see Datei Shal Mishalach. If one is able to see Daita Shom Mishalach, that's not Dvorim Shemalei. So therefore we'll say, Hoylech Kizchik.